Hi everyone, my name is Puttalak. I'm really excited to be here and give the last talk of the conference. So I'm a PhD student here. I'm working with Luhong Fidel. I'm going to tell you about the physics through the looking glass, which is the catchy name. And it was inspired from like the novel or the movie, which I'm sure all of you heard about. She's Alice in Wonderland or Alice through the Looking Glass. And I'm going to tell you why, I mean, shortly, and then my threaten this, but I'm not going to talk about the novel or the movie. But basically, I'm going to talk about a non-relativistic physics, but a bit unusual one, which is called the Carolian physics and its relation to black hole and maybe more. So I'm going to talk about what it means. Take the color limit to become the Carolian physics, and mentioning a bit about the Carolian fluid, and tell you a bit a part of my work with Luhong. It's still an ongoing work, so yeah. And this work is about the relation between black hole or now hypersurface in general and the Carolian fluid. So let's start by let me telling you that there are two opposite sides of non-relativistic physics. So we are already familiar with the first one, which is like describe the world that we are living. Like this is called the Galilean physics or the Newtonian physics, right? So in our world, we have like the absolute time and the space is relative, and you can think of this Galilean physics as the limit of the relativistic physics by taking the speed of light to be very, very large. And you can look at the space-time diagram here, with T is time and X is like a spatial direction. And the light cone, which is the red line here, when you take the limit, the light cone is gonna be expanded, it's gonna be open up. And which means that the resulting theory that you have, you're not gonna have like a speed limit. So you can move as fast as you want, and at least in theory, right? And then the Poincaré symmetry is gonna be reduced. I mean, the Poincaré symmetry, to summarize, just the symmetry of the fast space-time, right? The Poincaré symmetry is gonna be reduced to another kind of symmetry, which is a subset of the Poincaré, and it is the Galilei symmetry or Galilean symmetry. And it also reflects the essence that we have the absolute time and relative space. So you cannot change time that depend on the space, but you can change the space as a function of time, right? So this is something we already used to. But there are another kind of limit or another kind of non-relativistic physics, or what people call the outer local physics or outer relativistic physics. And this was first studied by Levi Le Bon back in the 70s. And in this case, you have opposite to the Galilean case that we are used to. So in this case, you have absolute space, but you have relative time. And you can obtain this this physics by sending the speed of light to zero, so it's opposite to the previous case. So as you can see, if you send the speed of light to zero, then your light cone is collapsed, right? So then a motion of particle is kind of frozen, so it cannot move. And then the Poincaré symmetry is going to reduce to another kind of symmetry, which is called the Carlo symmetry, which again reflects the property that we have, the relative time and absolute space. And here, let me also mention that Levi Le Bon, I mean, kind of jokingly named this kind of limit, the Carlo limit or the Carlo physics. And it was named after the Lewis Carroll, and which is the author of Alice in Wonderland and Through the Looking Glass, and hence become the title of my presentation. And in the book, in the novel Through the Looking Glass, there is a conversation between two characters, Alice and the lesbian, which kind of encapsulates the difference between the Galilean world and the Carolean world. So Alice, who came from like our world, right? And she said that, well, in our country, you would generally get to somewhere if you run fast enough for a long time, right? So this is like the Galilean world, is the world is the physics we used to. But the lesbian response that, oh, what a slow sort of country. Now here in Wonderland, you see, it takes all the running you can do to keep in the same place. And this reflects the property of the Carolean physics, which is, you know, because the light cone is crabbed and your motion is speed, no matter how fast you run, you cannot run faster than the speed of light, which is zero now in the Carolean case. So you're gonna stay at the same place. And why we study this peculiar physics, a peculiar limit. So let me tell you that after the introduction in the 60s, it showed up a lot in many different areas of theoretical physics. Well, for example, you can kind of generalize the idea of Carolean symmetry to any general curved space time. You can introduce what is the Carolean manifold. And this Carolean manifold or Carolean geometry is actually the natural geometry that you can put on the now surface, right, at the back home horizon or at like now infinity, right? And of course, if you emerge, when you consider this Carlo limit for any relativistic theory, like in general relativity, in some string theories, and in hydrodynamics, which I will talk a bit about later. And yeah, and recently it kind of show up in the context of new infinity and fast space holography. And then it's similar to the idea of ADS-CFT, right? So in the ADS case, the symmetry that you have is a CFT, right? Conformal symmetry. And then you study this conformal field theory. But yeah, at now infinity, since you have this Carlo symmetry as a subgroup, you can study what it means for to be the Carolean field theory. And this is one of the topics that people have been studying. And recently, it also kind of there's an application about this Carolean physics in the inflationary cosmology, and also in black hole or now surface in general and in relation to hydrodynamics. And this is the project that I'm working on with my advisor Lo Hong, and I'm going to tell you a bit about this. But yeah, so my talk is going to be introductory, so I'm sorry in advance if I don't show like many equations. So let me tell you what is the Carolean fluid. So in short, it is the Carolean sibling of the relativistic fluid or the Carolean fluid, like the usual Navier-Stokes fluid that we already heard of, right? And this hydrodynamic can be obtained by properly taking the Carlo limit of the relativistic conservation law. So let's say if you have like the energy momentum tensor T, AB, and the conservation law, the usual one is that the divergence of this tensor is zero, right? When you consider this limit, the Carlo limit, by sending the speed of light to zero, then you can obtain the non-trivial evolution of the fluid, which is covariant under the Carolean transformation. And you will surprisingly you will have more equation than the relativistic one. In the relativistic one, you already have like two equations, basically the energy conservation and the momentum conservation. But when you go to non-relativistic or outer relativistic, you have more, in fact. So this is very similar to the Galilean case, right? So let's go back and say that in relativistic theory, mass and energy are the same thing, right? So this is due to Einstein. But when you go back to non-relativistic, to the Newtonian case, you have the separation of mass and separation of energy, and they are separately conserved. Something similar also happened in the Carolean case. So basically you have more equation. You have the evolution of energy, evolution of momentum, and the conservation of energy or heat flux. And you have the constant equation. So I'm not going to show you the equation, but this is the idea. And let me tell you how this the idea of collodion hydrodynamics connect to black holes and now super surface. But there are many evidence that tell you that there must be some correspondence between gravity and hydrodynamics, right? And if you look of these two things on the big picture, they are kind of the same thing, right? They are the classical description of something, right? For fluid, you have the low energy description classical of particles. And for gravity, well, you have the description of space time at a macroscopic scale, right? And there are a lot of examples that show this kind of correspondence, like the famous one is the membrane paradigm, and also like the fluid gravity correspondence in ADS-CFT. And I will focus more on this membrane paradigm. And in short, what is the membrane paradigm? Right? So if you look, if you study black hole from the outside, I mean, if you're an outside observer and you look at a black hole, the physics of black hole is actually captured by a membrane, which is a fictitious surface placed slightly outside the black hole. And on the membrane, you can assign the fluid quantity, and then you can draw the dictionary between the black hole side, the gravity side, and the fluid side, right? And surprisingly, the Einstein equation will become the hydrodynamic equation that tells you the evolution of the fluid quantity. And from this perspective, you can study the physics of black holes from the point of view of the fluid. You can study like the equation of state, the constitutive relation between the dispersion quantity, and more. And you can also like study like thermodynamics from the fluid point of view. But contrary to the long-standing belief that the fluid at the black hole horizon is the relativistic one or the Galilean one, it was argued. In fact, it was shown in 2019 by Laurent Dernier and Charles Mather that the fluid picture at the black hole horizon should be the Galilean fluid. So let's say if you look at the black hole horizon and you can choose like the coordinate, the radial coordinate be zero at the black hole horizon and at the membrane you have like r non-zero. And when you take the limit from the membrane, which technically the time-like hypersurface to the black hole horizon, which is now hypersurface, right? This is similar to how you take the limit C to zero and go from the relativistic theory to the Galilean theory. And this kind of structure should also be true for any now surface. And the idea of my work is I'm trying to formalize this idea and generalize this this concept to any now surface. So at least for the moment for finite distance now surface. So let me tell you a bit about my construction. So I want to study the now surface and the time-like surface all together, right? And you can provide on this hypersurface like two kind of structures. The first structure is the Carlow structure, and this Carlow structure is intrinsic to the surface, and meaning that it lives on the surface, right? And it comprises the now vector, which is the now generator of the surface, and the 2D method, which you can think of as a spatial method. And you also want to put this now surface inside a space time. Right? You need a way to hang this surface inside space time. There are many ways to do this, but one way that I'm looking at is to use the leaking structure. And this leaking structure is basically encoded in the transverse vector K here and the now Morvan form N. And these two structures, you can put them, I mean, independently, they are not related. But if you want to relate them, what you can do is you can introduce the space-time metric that kind of connect these two structures together. And and the special metric is going to be decomposed this way. The detail is not important. But what I want to tell you is that now you have a way to study the geometry of this hypersurface, right? And then you can look at the extrinsic geometry, which is have the geometry of the surface seen from the outside. And basically, it is given by this the divergence of this now vector projected onto the surface. And this extrinsic geometry is going to be identified with the fluid quantity. And since we have this this geometry at hand, you can look, for example, at the energy momentum tensor of gravity at the now surface. Well, there are many different definitions, but what I use is that using this extrinsic geometry W, and you can construct this energy momentum tensor TAB. And in fact, it can be decomposed in a similar way as the energy momentum tensor of the Carolian fluid, right? So you have like the energy density, the momentum density, the heat or energy flux, the viscosity tensor, and the pressure. And you can show that the Einstein equation along the now surface is in fact the conservation law for this Carolian fluid. So this G is the Einstein tensor along the now surface, and this the divergence of T is the usual conservation law of the fluid, right? And this thing is zero by construction. And let me emphasize again that it means that the gravity equation, the Einstein equation, is in fact the conservation law for the fluid. And you can do more, like you can study like the space-time diffeomorphism that preserves the structure that I introduced. And it's going to be the Carolian symmetry. And you can look at like the covariant phase space of the now surface, right? And you can show that the covariant phase space is going to be given by this the Carolian fluid quantity. And you can do more. When you have the symmetry, you can show that the inertial charge and is associated to this this Carolian symmetry, and you can study like what is the chart, the evolution of the chart, the algebra of the chart, and more. But yeah, so I'm not going to show you here. So I just want to go to the punchline. So let me end with the take-home message. So there is another kind of non-relativistic physics, more appropriately like the outer relativistic grid, the outer relativistic physics, which is called the Carolian physics. And it appears in many areas of theoretical physics, especially those that concern the now surface, for example, black holes or now infinity. And the physics of the now surface is actually captured by the Carolian hydrodynamics. And from here, you can do more, right? You can look at the thermodynamics, a property of the now surface from the point of view of the fluid. You can look, I mean, in my case, I studied the finite now surface, but you can ask, what if I take the limit to infinity? And it coincides with another works by many, many authors that tell you that there should be the fluid picture at infinity also. And yeah, and a lot more, which I would be really happy to talk about. So let me end my presentation here. So thank you.
So sorry, what is like, you said you're working on like some like finite null surface, did you say?
Sorry, I didn't hear you.
Can you say like maybe what is the question that you're looking at in your work?
Yeah, so my work is kind of, it's not something new, to be honest, but I just want to formalize this, the idea that the fluid that live on the black holes is this special kind of fluid, right? And I want to generalize this to like a more general now hypersurface, kind of like the generalization of black hole horizon. And I want to show you that, okay, you have this, actually the fluid picture, you can identify what the relation between the fluid quantities and the gravity quantity, right? And then you can study the phase state of gravity, and you can show that the conservation equation is actually arises from the symmetry principle, and you can show that all the Einstein equation is, and you can, I mean, you can recover all the Einstein equation from symmetry, and this Einstein equation is going to be identified with fluid. And sure, you can do more. Maybe you can study, once you have this fluid picture, right? You have what it means, what is energy density, what is pressure, what is the heat flux. Maybe we can ask, what is the entropy of the null hypersurface, and would it be coincide with like the entropy of the black holes or not? Mm-hmm. Yeah. So yeah, does that answer your question? Yeah.
Okay. Is there no more questions? Thank you for the
rec. Yeah. Thank you.